This is the third little section on associateships in our podcast series for practice management. This is associateship via the sublet. Some of you are not familiar with the term sublet. A let is an English term, an older term for a lease. So a sublease means that somebody's already leasing a building, but you're going to come along and lease a piece of it from them. That's a sublease or a sublet. So here's the situation. It's sort of like an associateship, and I kind of like this option, and I would promote this whenever students are asking my advice about associating. Rather than hire yourself out as an employee, that's one way to be an associate, get a paycheck, flat paycheck, you work X number of hours and get this much money, or rather than working on commission, seeing patients, and making a percentage of your collections. Those are the first two options that we've already talked about. So this is the third option of a sublet. And this option, the old doc will allow the new doc to come in and start a practice from scratch right in his practice. So we have an old doc who perhaps is only working 3 days a week, or is working 2.5 days a week. He has an office sitting vacant 2 or 3 days a week, not being used. And so he decides to do a sublet. And he will take in a new doc and say to him, you can use my office, you can use my equipment, my phone book listings are already there, my ads are already out there, my web page is already up, and I have a staff of people, a CA, secretary, insurance clerk, already here. The infrastructure is already up and rolling. So I will allow you to come in here and build a practice. You get your own patients. Build a practice in this location for a fee. And so there are a couple of ways that you can structure the fee situation. One is a flat fee. I tend to favor this one. It tends to be a better deal for the new doc. And so you say, I'm going to accept your offer of your office, your staff, your equipment, your advertising, and your goodwill that is already in place. I'm going to accept that, and I will pay you $2,000 a month for that privilege. That's an extra $2,000 that you don't have now, and you don't have to do much for it. And I will take good care of your office, and I'll take good care of your equipment, and I will not infringe on your goodwill in any way. And so basically you're paying a flat fee for the privilege of starting a practice and running a practice in the office of somebody else who's already established. The advantages for the old doc here are that the office is populated, the office is being used, there's a chiropractor available in case of emergencies, and he is utilizing his facilities in a better way, and he's making a little money on the deal. $2,000 a month, not to be sneezed at. The advantages to the new doc are this. You don't have to go lease a building, do the remodeling, put up your own sign. You don't have to go buy equipment, buy waiting room furniture, buy computer systems, buy a phone system. You don't have to do that. You don't have to lay out that money. And perhaps you can strike a deal with the old doc's CA or receptionist or staff to utilize them a few extra hours. They probably like the overtime that they're not getting from the old doc, and they're experienced. They know how to handle the paperwork and know how, and the patients already know them and feel good about them. They already have phone technique, et cetera. So it's a very simple walk in and go to work situation for you. And you're basically paying a rent or a lease fee to the old doc for the privilege of doing that. I think it's a great deal, and I promote this whenever I can. I think it's a great option for people who don't have the money to go buy equipment, lease a building, do all the remodeling, set up your whole practice on your own. You walk right into an established practice, and the deal here about patience is that you're primarily looking to build your own practice within this facility. One other advantage to the old doc is you could fill in for him occasionally if he wants to take a vacation or is out of the office and one of his patients requires service, you can take care of them. and you strike some sort of deal about how you will be paid for that kind of situation. The other option here, rather than the flat fee, and a lot of the old docs favor this one, is they're going to do a percentage. They say, well, whatever money you make in your own practice, I want half of it, or I want 40% of it, or I want 60% of it, because you're using my office, you're using my electricity, you're using my equipment, etc. So you just have to strike a deal about how you're going to pay the old doc for the privilege of being in his office. I like this, and I think it's a great deal. You have a contract and all that, and you have to read it carefully, make sure it doesn't take advantage of you. Okay, that's number 3 in the associateship.